I was born in Bilke, in eastern Czechoslovakia. Bilke had a population of 10,000. Of them were 2,000 Jews. It was a beautiful town. The scenery was something unusual, like you see in Switzerland. Spring and summer, everything was blooming and everything was green. And the area was blessed with fruits and vegetables. It was a farming area. There were two large rivers surrounding the town. And then there were four streams that cut through the town. Now, the people had a hard life because there was no electricity. There was no running water, but everybody was happy. We had to draw water from the well, and we had to bring water from the stream, which was right near us, for washing dishes and for laundry and for those things. In other words, we had two different systems of water that we accumulated in the house for what each thing. There was no such thing that you went into a department store and you bought your suits or whatever. Everything had to be made, tailor-made. Shoes had to be made by the cobbler. And that's how life was. But as I say, it was pleasant. People enjoyed their lives. They were relaxed and so on. I come from a large family. We were 11 children, 6 brothers and 5 sisters. I was the youngest. Now, I benefited from that because every one of them was teaching me something. So I absorbed all these things. My mother, may she rest in peace, she was a wonderful, wonderful mother, wife, and person in general. And she was also a great homemaker. She had to take care of 13 people every day, breakfast, lunch, and supper. And you never heard her complain, never. She taught me a lot of good things, and I'll never forget her, and never forget the things she taught me. She was a pious woman, even though in Jewish tradition a woman is not required to pray. She may, but she's not required. Only the men are required. She used to pray twice a day, in the morning and evening, and of course on Sabbath and holidays and so on. My brothers were very learned, the older brothers. They all went to yeshivot. These were day schools for higher learning. And then when they came back, they became teachers in our hometown. My sisters, two of them, were seamstresses, and they made, you know, clothing for women, the latest fashion. They were very good at it. Even the officials of the government used to come, you know, their wives used to come to my sisters to make their dresses and so on. We had a very large house because we were 11 children, and I never remember any one of us ever quarreling or fighting. We really were a very close-knit family. Schooling was as follows. When I was 3.5 years old, I started Hebrew school until age of 6. I was going all day in that school, which was not far from my house. when I became 6 years old, I also had to go to Czech public school, because there was a rule that everyone has to go to public school. If you didn't go, the parents went to jail. That's how strict they were about that. So my daily routine was as follows. I got up at 5 o'clock in the morning, went to Hebrew school until 8. 8 o'clock, I ran home, which was right nearby, and I had some breakfast. And at 8:30, I had to be in the school. And I went to public school, and there we learned all the regular subjects. And we studied in Czech, of course, until 3:30 in the afternoon. Then, on the way home, I stopped and got something to eat and went back to Hebrew school until 8 o'clock in the evening. And when I came back at 8 o'clock in the evening, I had supper, and I had to do homework for the public school, not for the Hebrew school. The Hebrew school didn't give homework. And this was our routine. Now, here in America, the children have 2.5 months off during the summer. We had 1 month. That was it. So you see that everything was concentrated, and there was a lot of education. The school, the discipline was very tight. When we were sitting in the classroom, we were not allowed to have our hands just like that. All the time our hands had to be behind our back. Only when we had to write, the teacher said, "Now you may put your hands on the desk." And when the principal or the teacher came into the classroom, everyone stood up. That was the kind of respect mm-hmm. you had for the teachers. I was a very good student.
Sure.
Now, while I was young, I learned immediately 3 languages. At home, we spoke Yiddish. In public school, I spoke Czech. And in Hebrew school, I spoke Hebrew. And there was another language that I learned, a fourth one. The population in Bilke was mostly Ruthenian, which is a similar language to Ukrainian. So we had a woman that used to come in to do the laundry, and especially Friday with preparations for Shabbat. So we spoke, because she spoke only this language, so we spoke to her that language. Also, every Tuesday was market day. And my mother used to go to the market to buy things, chickens and eggs and vegetables and so on. And she used to come to the school and ask permission to take me out for an hour in order to help her carry things. So I went there and I heard her, how she was conversing, and I learned all these things. So actually I learned 4 languages at the same time. But it wasn't hard, it became natural. And life went on, and it was beautiful. We had we didn't have movies like they have here, because in those days, I think there were only silent movies at that time in the 1930s and early 40s. But we found ways of enjoying ourselves. For instance, here you go into a store and you buy a sled. Winter time, you want a sled, you go and buy. There you couldn't buy a sled, you had to make it. And we made it, because in public school, we had a special course of how to build things. You know, like carpentry, how to use a hammer and nails and a saw and practical things. And the girls learned how to sew. So we did those things. Or if I needed skates, they didn't have skates. I had to make them myself from wood, and we put a certain metal thing under it, and it was skating on the ice. So we played football. I was a very good football player. So As I say, I had a wonderful childhood until the trouble started.